Patrick. I'm from Travis High School. I'm a sophomore, and I'm here interviewing Brent Leisure. He's a park manager. And what do you do in your job?
Well, Patrick, the role of a park manager in Texas State Parks is really diverse, and we're responsible for a lot of different things, and it's a very exciting career. In my career, I started out as a park ranger and kind of worked my way up through the ranks and have now the opportunity to manage a state park. Some of the things that I'm responsible for are very similar to what one might draw a parallel with, say, a city manager. What happens in state parks is we have a population of people, high visitation, you know, upwards of 20 million or so in Texas state parks in the course of a year. And our visitation is very cyclical, and so it will occur heavy on the weekends, of course, when people want to have the opportunity to get off from work and come out to state parks. And so a park manager is responsible for the law enforcement programs that occur within the parks, the safety and preservation and protection of lives and of the visitors, and also the resources that are found there. Developing resource management programs and implementing those programs. So a lot of my job is planning and working with the professionals in the various disciplines within parks and wildlife, whether it be archaeologists or biologists, both fisheries and wildlife, other law enforcement personnel, and working closely with the community and with the community officials, and how the park might benefit local communities and vice versa. And managing that population, responsible for the water systems and the wastewater systems and electrical systems. And so it's easy to draw a parallel between the management of a state park and the management of a city. Above all else, we're very responsible for management of critical resources. And in Bastrop State Park, which is where I'm from, Bastrop and Bishop State Parks, we have, I brought an example here. This is a casting of a Houston toad, and it's an endangered species that located in the parks there. And the preservation and protection of these types of animals and these critical habitats are what we're responsible for.
Are there any other endangered species at your park?
Not at Bastrop or Bishop, but of course, you know, we have state parks all across the state. There's over 130 in various ecological zones throughout the state. And one of the reasons that we have these lands is because they're significant in some form or another. And it's very important for Texas Parks and Wildlife to manage critical resources across the state. If it's not always the case if they're in private ownership, and so since they are public holdings, you know, it's responsible and incumbent on us to manage those resources so that they're there for not only this generation but for generations to come.
We have a question from Jennifer Nelson, and she wants to know, what do you look for in a person who works for you?
Who works for me? Well, the one of the things is that they share the same values that we do in Parks and Wildlife, and that's your commitment to resource management and visitor services. And you know, I'm happy to say that the staffs at both Bastrop and Bishop State Parks are very committed to both of those areas. You know, the resource protection and preservation, interpretation, and that we have the opportunity to enhance our visitors' awareness of those resources and let them learn a little bit about it, and hopefully affect their core values. And if their values are such that they also want to protect resources, then they will in turn instill this in their children, and so on. And so these people are voters in our communities, and in some cases they'll become elected officials, and can actually, we can make a difference in how much our world, our environment, looks towards preservation and protection of our resources.
What's the most exciting part of your job?
The diversity, I would say. And you know, and you'll see that this is a common theme throughout a lot of the parks and wildlife positions, is our positions are very diverse. And if you like being outdoors, and if you like being part of a team that is committed to a cause, Parks and Wildlife is a great location and great place to work. We're the diversity, you know, whether it be in my position, you know, I'm dealing with personnel management, and also, you know, in our the number of staff on our team varies drastically throughout the year because the visitation in the state parks varies quite a bit. But during our peak seasons, we may have 30 employees at between the two parks, and managing that personnel and planning for their professional development and training is one of the things that I do, as well as managing the visitors. And that between these two parks that I'm responsible for, we'll have visitation upwards of 700,000 in a year's time.
And we have another question from April. She says, what do you do as a park manager?
Well, again, it's kind of like some of the things I've already talked about. Of course, it's much broader than that, and I work with not only with our staff and professionals within Parks and Wildlife, but also the local communities and other organizations and agencies, both federal and state, in managing resources and visitors. There's a delicate balance to what we do, and one of the things in the mission of Texas Parks and Wildlife, we're there to preserve and protect resources, but also allow for public use and enjoyment of those resources. There's a balance there that we want to make sure that that the parks and those lands and resources are used in a way that are not damaging to our resources, so that they'll be there from now on.
Do you have any advice for anybody that wants to be a park manager?
Learn about it. You know, we make the best decisions when we have the best information at hand. And if you have an interest in the outdoors, and you have an interest in resource management, and you like working with people, not only your staffs, but also the visiting public, if you like doing that sort of thing, then I encourage you to go to a state park in your area, visit with the staff, and I'm sure that you're going to find that the park managers of those parks are willing to spend time with you and counsel you and let you know, give you some insight as to what's in their job, and you'll see if that's what you want to do. Park managers in Texas Parks and Wildlife, it does require a degree in a related field to resource management, and my degree is in wildlife management, so I encourage you to pursue something like that.
Next, Johnny is going to talk with someone about how you can make a mix art or theater with the career at Texas Parks and Wildlife.